grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed.
All right, this is our first podcast outside of the podcast environment. We're going to give it a real good shot. We're working with Regan Mendoza, my wingman from 880.
Hey.
Hey, Regan, and we're going to have a great show for you today. We've got the Florida Hemp Council talking about hemp in Florida. And we're also going to talk with Tom Handler about Family Office 2020. So make sure you stick with us. We're going to have a great show, and we're going to get the folks from the Florida Hemp Association on right now. So stick with us. Regan, take it away. We're going to break. We'll come right back. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this 4th of July weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
All right. Hey, looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
All right, we're back, and we're back with Jeff Green. Jeff Green is the, are you the head of the Florida Hemp Council, Jeff? What's your role up there?
I'm the Director of Business Development and New Business.
Oh, well, that's the man to know then. So tell me a little bit about the Florida Hemp Council and what your goals for business development are.
Great. Well, basically, we believe that Florida can be the leader in the hemp production throughout the United States, and by putting in the right regulations and allowing our Florida farmers and universities to do this research and grow. So we've built an organization, essentially the umbrella as a trade association for our farmers, for our manufacturers, for our extractors, for our manufacturers and our retail stores, and then ultimately for our consumers.
Now, you mentioned a whole lot of different people that play a role in the industry. Here in Florida, the word vertical has been used over and over again to describe the industry. What's going on, and can people participate in hemp and they don't have to be part of a what they call a vertical?
That's correct. So basically, the medical marijuana industry is that verticality, and the hemp industry is the cousin that does not require to be vertical. So anybody can take part in any piece of that spectrum.
So then how do people get started with hemp? I've got to believe, do they need a license? Do they get authorized? Do they get approved? What's the first step if you want to get involved in the hemp industry?
Well, first step is to get information and understand the plant and the process, and that's by joining the Florida Hemp Council. But secondarily is figure out what your passion is, what you really enjoy. And if you're a retailer, you need to get a retail food permit. If you're a wholesaler or a manufacturer, you need to get a wholesale food permit. If you want to grow hemp, there's a cultivation license that will be coming out in the next month or so. But prior to that, we have some opportunities with a university partner that we're working with. So that's an opportunity that to get started a little bit early. This plant has not been researched. You know, it's been illegal for a long time and just recently legalized. So research is going to be the key word for the next probably 3 to 5 years. And that's what we're also functioning in, is making sure we get that research out there.
Now, is there a research hub or a accelerator, if that's what it's called, for hemp or for, I guess you wouldn't call it cannabis, right? It's hemp.
Right. We're using the term hemp, even though it is the cannabis plant. And there are several research hubs out there, one in Oregon. I think there's one up in Indiana as well. But we're trying to create one down here in Florida to be able to let the Florida farmers know which varieties grow in Florida, and then ultimately educate them on the regulations because of all the murkiness of the FDA, the USDA, and all the other alphabet soup of the feds.
You know, I've been working with a family office, actually a multiple family office, that would really like to have a cannabis accelerator. We should get together offline here because I know I've got the folks and the cash to do it. And if you've got the ideas, we should all get together and talk about that.
We can certainly do that. That's not an issue whatsoever.
Oh, that's really exciting. What are some of the other exciting things that are going on? For instance, I guess we haven't done a lot of research, but there's still a lot of products that we know that hemp is good for. What do you think the first thing out of the box for hemp is going to be here in Florida? And has there been any good success in other parts of the country with hemp?
Well, the genie's out of the bottle in that we've got 3 or 4 of the largest manufacturers of CBD products in Florida already. That's several of our board members are some of the top selling CBD companies out there. But additionally to that, we are seeing the 140 or so cannabinoids that this plant has. A myriad of these cannabinoids are going to be beneficial to the human body, as well as a mammal body. So any animal out there that is got an endocannabinoid system.
You see, now that's really important because in today's world, everybody's really up to curve on having their pet get all the good help too. Now, my problem is that if you're feeding your pet, we got to make sure that everybody that's a human being can access this too. You know, it's been pretty pricey. What's the position of the industry on getting the price and affordability down so people across the financial spectrum can get into the CBD process? Because I know a lot of friends would like to, but just can't afford it right now.
Well, and you're seeing a lot of that transpire. I'm an economist by education, and if you see the supply go up and the demand stay steady, by definition, you're going to see the price go down, and we've seen that. Raw products in the CBD space have dropped from $15,000 to $30,000 3 or 4 years ago down to, you know, $1,200 to $1,500 today for the same amount of a kilogram. So you're starting to see these prices go down, and with that, you're starting to see some of the margins going down as well. So it's not necessarily going to be that multi-million dollars right out of the gate. You're going to have to work to earn money just like you always have. And that's, you know, that reality check is what we're trying to bring into some of these entrepreneurs, that you're not going to come out in 30 days and make $5 million and be able to retire in 30 days.
Well, let me ask you this. The products that they're making, you know, they've already been making some products in California. Have you seen anything that you think is really successful in California that might be making an appearance here in Florida soon?
Well, I mean, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of things manufactured here in Florida as well. I think that what we're seeing, though, is Florida stepping in and making sure that the products that Floridians buy are safe. We're finding heavy metals such as lead in some of the products as a result potentially of leaching from the bottles. So we don't want to get into another situation like the vaping industry got into with consumers harmed by our products. We want to make sure that we keep our products clean and safe. And that's what regulation is all about.
Now, do they have a requirement for, let's say, a glass bottle only? Because I understand that if it was a plastic bottle that you get that leaching, it would start to, you know, act as a solvent.
Well, and actually the plastic bottles that actually attaches to the bottle. So you start to see less efficacy because you don't get all of the nutritional benefit of CBD. But, some of these manufacturers that are out there that are not doing things the right way certainly could have fertilizer or solvent or any other material in their products if they're not being properly extracted. And this testing requirement that Florida has put in place makes sure that the product itself is safe.
Now, how about the inspection and the growth of the product? Because one of the things about hemp that I've been able to learn is that it evolves very quickly, and that if you have real low THC hemp in the beginning, that even inside of the same grow, some of that hemp may be able to mutate and get to be a little bit higher THC. What do you do about all that? How do you, you know, is there a place for all that stuff to go? How do you keep it, I guess, fresh and clean?
Well, and that's, you know, the answer to your question is yes, that happens. There are a ton of different things in this environment that could cause a plant to go hot. Too much water, not enough water. Too much sun, not enough sun. Too much wind, not enough wind.
Wow.
All of those things could be a problem. So what we're doing right now is working with the universities as well as potentially some qualified partners to go out and test their products throughout the grow cycle to be able to research that, because while the anecdotal information that you're familiar with is out there, nobody knows scientifically the reality of what causes all of these things.
And what do you think the near-term future of hemp in Florida is? Will we be seeing products made from hemp, or will we only seeing additional ramping up of the CBD industry?
I suspect that you're going to start seeing more and more products made from hemp. There's a company out of Jacksonville that is importing towels that wants to start manufacturing. We've got potentially using hemp oil as an alternative energy source for fuel.
Wow.
We've got bioplastics using, the hemp fibers as a fiberglass replacement. I think you're going to see this. And then clothing, obviously, which has been dominated by the Chinese market. But we're starting to see some American textile manufacturers looking at hemp as well.
So you talked about manufacturing. Are you bringing jobs back to the United States? Or let me rephrase it, creating jobs in the United States? Because this job never existed, so it couldn't have been taken away.
Yeah, well, we've seen an extraction and a contraction of jobs. A lot of the big CBD companies are starting to contract a little bit, because when that price bubble kind of bursted a little bit, that euphoria of hiring everybody you know is kind of starting to trim down a little bit. But we are seeing a tremendous amount of entrepreneurs getting into this market, and I believe that is going to spur job growth, absolutely.
Yeah, I got to believe that if you're creating a new industry and a new product, we're going to get job growth, and you're an economist. Have you guys done any studies on what the multiplier effect might be and how many jobs you guys might create? I think that they'd love to hear that.
Yeah, and we're working with the University of Florida to do that economic study. The problem that this industry has is we've got 400 variables, and if you're an economist, what you don't like is that many variables.
There's a couple. When you're telling me that all those different things would make the plant go hot and somebody would lose their entire investment right away, that does kind of make me a little bit freaky. Can you tell me any success?
What we're trying to do to that point is anytime a plant goes hot, working with DEA-approved transporters to an extraction facility that could mitigate that THC level so that we can not destroy crops but benefit from them.
Oh, so basically what you could do is take it to some place that was, let's make believe that the target number is, 0.03, let's say. So you could take it to some place and the place we grow in zero and you bring them five and you blend it down and it's 2.5.
Or you can take that plant that's hot, put it through an extraction machine, and then on the backside, get a crude distillate isolate that is free of THC or THC compliant.
Okay, so you can do that in the, I don't know how to say the right term, the distillation or the extraction process?
That's correct.
So, you know, I watch a lot of Discovery Channel. I'm sorry, I'm a boring guy. So I love to watch Gold Rush.
Yep.
Seems to me that this is gold rush in so many different ways. The people are searching. They could lose everything they have if one of the variable goes wrong. But if they get the right extraction machine and process, they can make a good amount of money. Is that sort of what's going on here?
Yep, and I'm a big fan of Gold Rush as well, and I believe that...
Everybody loves that show. It's everybody's guilty pleasure. It really is. And when you get to the end and they tip out all that gold, man, everything's tremendous. And, you know, I feel like a fool because I also watch all the, you know, the dangerous catch thing, and they all do the same thing. They all get you right up to the thing, and they go, and we'll check right after this. And then they go to commercial, get away from 72 commercials. Not one of those commercials is about hemp. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, that's a problem that we've run into. Actually, working with one of the big sporting industry guys to bring a CBD commercial to network television, and we got a hard no. So we're trying now to go down to a tier two, an ESPN or somebody like that, to get this thing off the ground. But yeah, part of this industry, the reason that demand has remained stagnant is that we've been shut down by Facebook, by Google, by the networks, and then getting these FDA scare tactics of that, you know, the CBD is harmful is what is causing the issues.
You know, I really think that when you get right down to it, you're a heck of a lot better off doing CBD or a hemp-flavored cigarette, not hemp-flavored, a hemp cigarette, which I guess that's pretty popular out in California. You know, I've heard that they still haven't found anybody who's gotten lung cancer from smoking this stuff.
There's been zero deaths from cannabis, is my understanding.
Wow. That's where you just go, wow, and drop the mic. But I'm going to say that every single time. So, you know, I had friends that are in the health industry, and they're really, really big out there in California. They're looking at all kinds of solutions for hemp. But the one thing that I really found interesting is that there's hemp-only cigarettes. That's pretty interesting.
We'll actually have hemp flower and hemp cigarettes in the Florida market. There's some here already, but we're bringing another supplier in that's actually in the permitting process now. I believe that, yes, essentially, if we can replace tobacco cigarettes with hemp cigarettes, I think we would have a much healthier and happier community.
Wow, that's tremendous. You know, we've just started to hear that as an idea in currency, and I think that's going to really start happening. What are some other things that you think are on the horizon for the hemp industry here in the state of Florida?
Well, I think that the rest of the cannabinoids is really a potential as well. The CBG molecule, CBA molecule, a lot of these different cannabinoids that really you haven't heard much about yet are going to start taking center stage once CBD becomes really normalized.
What's the other stuff? Hold on a minute here. CBD is all I've heard about. You mean that there's more?
Yeah, there's 140 some odd cannabinoids that have been discovered in the cannabis plant, and all of them used in an entourage methodology is what a lot of purists believe is the best way to take this plant.
You know, I use medical cannabis because I have a really bad back, and it's replaced a couple of the prescriptions that I've taken already. And I know that my wife uses the CBD, a specific brand. I won't go promoting them on the air, but one of them that's very medically proven, and we got it approved with all her doctors. She uses it for anxiety and literally carries around a bottle with her CBD only, not the one-to-one, not THC, just pure, just only CBD. Yep. And it really helps her. And that's something that really is, to me, something we need to get out there in the public, because my wife is really high strung. She just had a kidney transplant. And this is something that helps her stay calm. And the number one thing to blow out her kidney would be bad blood pressure. So it really is a tremendous benefit for us. Now, can you stick with us for one more segment? We're going to go to commercial, come right back and do some more.
Sure.
All right, great. We're going to be right back. We've got Jeff Green with the Florida Hemp Council here talking about all things hemp. And we'll be right back after this short message. I'm going to send it to Reagan. Reagan's going to rock the house. Go for it, Reagan.
Let's go. Steve walks fairly down the street with the blue pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What's the Warren Henry Advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
All right, and we are back. We are back with Jeff Green. Jeff is the business development person at the Florida Hemp Council. If it's about hemp, Jeff's going to know all about it. So, Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
So tell me, how did you get your start with the in the hemp industry? You're an economist by trade. Tell me how you got here.
Oh, wow. Back in 2016, I had just sold my natural gas company and was sitting on the couch doing Ancestry. And my wife told me to go get a job, and I was mentoring some Sigma Chi students down at FIU who were doing the marketing for a CBD company. And that's how I learned about the CBD part of the plant. I had always only understood, you know, the marijuana side of the plant, but they taught me about the rest of the plant. And from there became the lobbyist for one of the largest CBD companies in the country here in Florida. We got a research bill passed through the Florida legislature. We got a commercialization bill passed through the Florida legislature. And through that process, I got to know a ton of different community companies in this industry. And we formed this trade association as a result of that.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous. And, you know, one of the things you said to me that I want to go back to is that you mentored some young kids from the Sigma Chi fraternity. I want to take a break and just say everybody should be mentoring somebody. Yeah. It's the most important thing you can do is to pass it along. And it's one of the things that I do on a regular basis that gives me great joy. So high five to you for doing the mentorship. So what's the first thing that you learned that was a misconception about hemp when you got into the industry?
Probably the first misconception was the marijuana badge. Tobacco good, part of the, you know, brainwashing of the American public.
Pretty right there, right on. And then we just went through the statistic that nobody's been identified as dying of lung cancer from hemp cannabis, but there's a long line of people from Philip Morris, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So the Florida legislature's meeting right now. What are some things that people need to watch out for in hemp? Because there's a lot of people that are worried that they're going to actually be pared back.
Well, and there's a glitch bill currently in the Florida legislature being held up in the House right now. We're hoping that we can make some progress on that this week or next. And what that does is essentially fixes some of the commercialization bill that we did last session. Some of that is the overregulation of grass certified. So hemp seeds for consumption have been around for years. The federal government has recognized them as safe, no issues whatsoever. But through the Florida commercialization bill, they kind of got swept into the we don't know they're safe mentality. So we got to get, you know, that corrected. And then 10 or 12 other little points that we're trying to get cleaned up to make sure that good actors are not hampered, but bad actors are eliminated.
Now, somebody brought a very interesting point up to me the other day. They asked me, what happens if I go and I want to buy a product and I don't want the product? It doesn't work for me. Is there a place where I can return it or destroy it? I haven't been able to find anything. Are you aware of anything?
Well, I mean, I guess when you go and buy a product and you open it, no different than if you go to the store and buy aspirin. If it doesn't work for you, you can't take the open bottle back.
Yes, I understand that. But, you know, maybe there's a place that they can go and get it destroyed or something.
Well, I mean, as far as getting it destroyed, it is not a it's not like it's going to take 500 years for it to go through the landfill. Most of this stuff is going to be either recycled. Most of this stuff is put into a glass bottle in the first place, and that glass can be recycled. If the product itself is what you're worried about, that can be, you know, put down the toilet or put out to pasture.
There you go. And that's what I said. That's what I said. Yeah. But the person was very focused on what they were going to do with it. So, yeah. Now let's see, we've got hemp. What are some of the things that you've seen that hemp has been able to address? Most people really don't know what it is. They don't understand what it is. Help me out a little bit. What is hemp doing to people that's working with them?
Well, without being able to make any medical claims, so what I can tell you anecdotally, what I've heard is everything from reducing inflammation, which reduces pain, to cognitive improvement, to skin improvement. So your skin looks better if you've got red or, illnesses on your skin, psoriasis or things like that. I've seen that improved. Right. But again, going back to medical claims, you have to take all these products through right now clinical trials to be able to say those things. And so most of your CBD is actually being sold, is nothing more than a product that provides relief to you. And they go out and consumers find out what it does for them and then buys it accordingly. And, you know, getting this multi-million-dollar, hundreds of millions of dollars business out there, it didn't happen because people weren't buying it, and they're buying it because it works.
Now, is there a secondary market for this? I mean, people grow this, they store it, they have what they call biomass, which I don't even know the difference between biomass and flower, but they talk about that stuff. Maybe you could help me with that. But is there a secondary market? Because if there's an oversupply, I would have to believe that maybe it's just a regional oversupply. And if they could get the supply equalized across the country, maybe it would work out. Can they even do that?
There is some issues to an oversupply regionally. The problem that we're running into is that just like any other product in the plant, I was down in Homestead back last February or March and saw tomatoes dying on the vine. And they were dying on the vine because it was not economically viable for them to go out and harvest those tomatoes because they were being, you know, because of NAFTA. But in the situation with hemp, you have to not only get that crop out of the field, but you also have to get it the water out of it so it doesn't spoil.
So and then it's hanging up and it's drying, sort of like we've seen it with tobacco all these years in the Carolinas, sort of like that in these big houses.
In climates such as the Carolinas and Virginia and Kentucky, you can hang it. But in the climate such as Florida, I don't know if you've been out lately, but hanging something out to dry doesn't always get dry.
Yeah, I understand. I grew up here in Florida. I know all about hemp and marijuana that gets a little moldy. So from what I understand, the only place in the country that's going to have three grow seasons is South Florida. Is that a fact?
I think we can get four, to be honest with you.
So then we need to put that accelerator down here. I'm going to have to get to work with you on that.
And we're actually working that with some of the you know, some of the board of the Florida Hemp Council are very far along in getting this research in process. So I believe that you're going to see a lot of Florida-based companies coming out with NIH partner, so National Institute of Health partnerships for this research that the FDA is going to review eventually. I think those are going to be what you see coming next.
That's great. Well, listen, Jeff, we're going to wrap up. Is there any last kind of thing you want to tell folks? I think you need to tell them how to join the Florida Hemp Council.
Well, go to www.thefl, like Florida, H like hemp, C like council.org. Join us as a consumer, as a general member, or if you want to run a business, we've got businesses as low as $100 a month for membership. Our objective is to help you grow your business.
Give the website one more time, please.
It's thefl.org.
Oh, that's great. I want to thank you so much, Jeff Green. I want to thank the folks at Drury for setting this all up. And we'll be right back. We're going to have Tom Handler on, calling in from Chicago. Tom is the number one family office asset protection expert in the world. And we're going to find out how to protect our assets. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us today.
I appreciate you.
All right. Regan, it's back to you. We'll be back after this short break with more Freed on Business.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this 4th of July weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
All right. Hey, looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.